listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy, a Republican representing his state's 6th congressional district. He's also a member of the House Education and Labor Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the health care debate today, as it's been an eventful week on that front once again. And Congressman, we appreciate your time very much.
Hey, Greg, good to be here, man.
We have heard from the Republican National Committee and some other sources that many on the right believe the president's agenda on health care is in deep, deep trouble right now, certainly worse position than it was just a number of days ago. Do you get that sense as well? And if so, why?
I think that the American people are concerned, rightly so, about spending. And this particular set of proposals, it takes that spending and puts it on anabolic steroids. It gets it so hyped up that for 10 years going out, it seems out of control. I thought it was significant, Greg, in the House Democratic proposal, everything starts after an election. Taxes start in 2013. I said that's the way they shield themselves in the political process from the recognition that people are paying higher taxes for all this.
And in terms of the president, he made another pitch for his health care plan today. He was giving a press conference in the press room at the White House. And I know one of the big issues has been this idea of the public option in which the government is an option for health care coverage as well. And many conservatives, yourself included, have worried that option will, in fact, force private coverage out of the market. Here's what the president had to say in response to a question on that subject today.
If private insurers say that the marketplace provides the best quality health care, if they tell us that they're offering a good deal, then why is it that the government, which they say can't run anything, suddenly is going to drive them out of business? That's not logical.
Congressman, how would you respond to that?
I would say that they're uneven playing fields. One, that the federal government's plan does not require the federal plan to have a financial reserve. I just read a paper by one fellow. He said, we don't need a financial reserve. We would just use the full faith and credit of the federal government to insure our losses. A private company actually has to keep money in the bank in case there's an unexpected drawdown of the amount of health care dollars going down. And so that's one reason right there. Secondly, they're very open about this. They would use their powers of bargaining. We're the federal government. We have everybody to force down what they pay doctors and hospitals. Unfortunately, that drives up the cost for the private insurance companies. It's called cost shifting. Very well documented. Even the advocates of the public health plan admit that this occurs. So while the whole time they're negotiating down through their bargaining power, they're driving up the cost for the privately insured, which drives more people into the public plan. If he were honest about this, he would admit that.
Congressman, the president says he doesn't have too many absolute demands in this debate. Here's what he says he does want to see as part of any sort of final health care bill.
We have not drawn lines in the sand other than that reform has to control costs and that it has to provide relief to people who don't have health insurance or are underinsured.
Are those the parameters that you and your colleagues are working under as well? And if so, what are the key principles to getting that done from your vision?
Well, I think those are great principles as long as you add to that, make it patient-centered. Because unless you make it patient-centered, you cannot insure everybody and you cannot control cost. But the way they're doing it, I like to say they're saying that down is up and up is down. One of the ways they're going to control cost is by creating a Medicare-like plan and expanding Medicaid. Now, the federal government is going bankrupt because of Medicare, and states are going bankrupt because of Medicaid. So we like to say they're doubling down on what is bad. If we're going to control costs by increasing enrollment in programs which are currently going bankrupt, man, up is down and down is up. I don't see where he's coming from.
Congressman, just yesterday, the president happily announced a deal between the government and the major pharmaceutical industries about reducing prescription drug costs, particularly for seniors, to the tune of about $80 billion over the ensuing years. Many see this as a key step towards larger health care reform. What do you make of it?
You know, there's something called the hydraulic effect. If you press down here, it rises there. I like to say it's like a tube of toothpaste. If the drug companies have a fixed cost of developing new drugs and are running their business, and you lower the cost for the government, then you're going to increase the cost for someone else. It is inescapable. If you look at the price-earning ratios for drug companies, they're not so huge that there's all this profit to cut. And now, if you think any profit is bad, you would disagree with that. But if you say, no, they need a reasonable return on their dollar in order to continue to invest, you're okay with profit, as most Republicans are, then by golly, when he squeezes the toothpaste down for one group, it's going to increase it for the other. Next thing I think we're going to hear in 5 years is that the cost of drugs are too high for the privately insured. Well, guess whose fault that is?
Congressman, just a couple of minutes left here, and one idea that's been kicked around a little bit as a result of the blowback on the public option, especially on the Senate side, has been this idea of a co-op. Haven't heard as many details about that. What do you know about it, and how well do you like it?
Well, if one of the criticisms of insurance company, it may be a fair criticism, is that they have no incentive to control costs because they just pass on the cost to the people they sell insurance to. In a co-op, the people being insured actually are also the ones receiving the benefit. The Republicans want to connect as close as possible the person who spends the money to the person that receives the benefit. A co-op theoretically does that. Whether or not it can go to scale, we'd have to see.
Would you be more inclined to support that than the public option?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But I will say what I'm most inclined to support are things which give patient-directed health care accounts combined with health savings accounts. If you look at the data, a person of the same, say, 44-year-old male in a fee-for-service program versus an HSA, the cost of the HSA is a third less than the cost of the fee-for-service. And this is in part because the person who has the HSA is spending their own money. It's patient-centric. And so we should allow patients to we should create HSAs for those who don't have them, incentivize folks to use more of them. That is a proven way to lower costs. Making it patient-centric lowers cost.
Well, Congressman, it's great to get your input on this from your many years of experience as a physician, and you understand and explain the issue so well. Thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Please call back.
Absolutely. Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, also a practicing physician, represents Louisiana's 6th Congressional District. This is Dateline Washington.